Here's Solomon Amuzu, all the way from Ghana, with his permaculture update.
Hello, and thanks so much for making another day with us on Extension Radio Permaculture Update. Again, I am Solomon Amuzu from Ghana. Today on Extension Radio Permaculture Update, we are taking you through two main fundamental topics: the ethics of permaculture and the principles of permaculture. Here, I do have a lot of story to share with you. Throughout my life in serving in a permaculture locality, this path has been the most influential aspect of all powers governing permaculture. It has totally changed my life about how I relate to people and nature. Every single person in the permaculture serving community cannot go or succeed without these fundamentals. Now, let us break down these fundamentals one after the other. Permaculture ethics highlighted. Permaculture ethics are the moral beliefs and actions in survival on our planet. In permaculture, three main ethics are accepted, which are as follows: care for the earth, care for the people, and sharing of resources. I would like to take these three main ethics into more detail to make it more understandable for those of you who are new to permaculture. Care for the earth, highlighted. Every single element found on earth should be cared for. It doesn't matter whether it is living or non-living thing. Soil, species and their varieties, atmosphere, forest, microhabitat, animals, water bodies, mountains, and others have a vital role to play in completing nature, and so therefore need to be respected respectively. Care for the people, highlighted. Care for the earth also implies care for the people, so that the basic needs of the people, example food, shelter, education, employment, cultural human contact, are taken care of. Care for the people is very essential, even though people constitute a small portion of the total living system of the world. We make decisive impact on it. We can provide for our basic needs. We can not indulge in broad-scale destructive practice against the earth. Sharing of resources, highlighted. This point talks about how we can be supporting for others after achieving the aim of earth and people care. This means that after we have taken care of our basic needs and designed our system to the best of our ability, we can extend our influence and energy to helping others achieve the same aim. The permaculture system also has a basic life ethic, which recognizes the innate value of every living thing. A tree, for example, has a value in itself, even if it has no commercial value for us. The tree is alive and functioning is what is important. It is doing its part in nature by trapping toxic chemicals in the atmosphere, serving as a habitat for animals. Droppings from old leaves also decompose to enrich our farming land, and also providing us with oxygen and carbon dioxide for healthy and better living. Now, we can see for ourselves that permaculture ethics spreads through all aspects of environmental, community, economics, and social system. Cooperation, not competition, is the key to growing. Furthermore, let me talk about how one can implement earth care in our own lives. 1. Think about the long-term consequences of your action. Plan for sustainability. 2. Where possible, use species native to the area or those naturalized species known to be beneficial. The thoughtless introduction of potentially invasive species may upset natural balances in your home area. 3. Cultivate the smallest possible land area. plan for small-scale energy efficient, intensive system rather than large-scale, energy-consuming extensive system. 4. Be diverse, polycultural, as opposed to monocultural. This provides stability and help us to ready for change, whether environmentally or socially. 5. Increase the sum of yield. Look at the total yield provided by the system per annum, perennial, crop, tree, animals. Also, regard energy saved as a yield. 6. Use low-cost environmental, solar, water and wind, and biological plant and animals system to conserve and generate energy. 7. Bring food growing back into the cities and towns, where it has always traditionally been in sustainable societies. 8. Assist people to become self-reliant and promote community responsibility. 9. Reafforest the earth and restore fertility to the soil. 10. See solution, not the problem. 11. Work where it is count. Plant a tree where it will survive and assist people who are ready to learn. Again, let us talk about the principles of permaculture. In permaculture, we have two basic steps to a good permaculture design. The first deals with laws and principles that can be adapted to any climatic and cultural conditions, whereas the second is more closely associated with practical techniques which change from one climate and culture to another. These are inherent in any permaculture design, in any climate and at any scale. They are selected from principles of various disciplines: ecology, energy conservation, landscape design, and environmental science, and are as follows. Relative location. Every element, such as house, pond, road, etc., is placed in relationship to another so that they assist each other. 2. Each element performs many functions. 3. Each important function is supported by many elements. 4. Efficient energy planning for house and settlement, that is, zones and sectors. 5. Emphasize on the use of biological resources over fossil fuel resources. 6. Energy recycling on site, that is, both fuel and human energy. 7. Using and accelerating natural plant succession to establish favorable sites and soils. 8. Polyculture and diversity of beneficial species productive interactive system. 9. Use of edge and natural patterns for best effect. I will thank you so much for being with us throughout the period of permaculture update on Extension Radio. See you again another time. Thank you.
Thank you for that very good update on permaculture, Solomon, all the way from Ghana. And thanks for joining us again. And we look forward to your contribution next week. I've been Mike Ferrigan on Extinction Radio. So to take us out tonight, Gene's wonderful guitar piece. Good night, everybody, and see you next week.